Recording studios are Nashville's inner sanctum, mostly private refuges for professionals where Music City's real work gets done. Recording became a vital part of the city's identity just after World War II, with Castle Recording, a spin-off business of WSM Radio. Owen Bradley built the first studio and wrote would become Music Row in the mid-50s, inspiring others. And by the 1960s, Nashville was one of the three most active recording centers in the nation, along with New York and L.A. In the 1990s, when country music started generating truly astronomical amounts of money, Nashville built or expanded studio space exorbitantly, probably excessively. There were studios on and off Music Row, studios in the city and the countryside, some of them palatial and luxurious. Then the shakeout came. In the 2000s, the music economy crashed, labels slashed the lavish amounts they'd thrown at record-making, and digital tools gave rise to the home studio, where writers and artists could achieve most of what they'd once only been able to do in a full-scale studio. Beloved outlets such as Soundshop, Fireside Studio, 16 Ton, and more shuttered. Historic RCA Studio A was saved from the wrecking ball only by a huge last-minute infusion of private philanthropy. It has been tough in the studio business. But studio owners are saying that the worst may be behind them, that with a bounce back of overall music industry revenue in the last few years, there is at last a sense of stability in the studio business, and some studios are even opening, including the one I visited for this show. Lehman Drug Company is so named because it's housed in a century-old building that was a neighborhood pharmacy for most of its life. The freestanding building is a symbol of the rapidly evolving Chestnut Hill district of Nashville. A Miami-based development firm partnered with Nashville's Will Gregg to renovate the building, a significant investment. The building's facade had to be rebuilt brick by brick, walls had to be insulated, and elegant windows, which let natural light flood in the upstairs tracking room, had to be rated for hurricanes to keep city street sounds out. Downstairs is a comfortable lounge with some of the artifacts the team found when renovating the building. The recording we've been listening to is of the Punch Brothers playing there. It comes from a video shoot they did. In fact, video shoots are one of Lehman's value propositions. They built the place with video lighting and live performance in mind. I visited with Will Gregg on a recent afternoon just after the Lehman Drug Company celebrated its first year in business.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to be here. I should note that you, instead of my fine but affordable gear, we've set up on your own microphones and beautiful mixing board in this new facility. Can you just give us sort of quick non-technical orientation to the gear and the philosophy of recording here?
Sure. So our console is based off some of those old radio transmitting consoles that are powered with vacuum tubes that you'd see in all these old classic photos of Capitol Records and Abbey Road and stuff like that, where you have big knobs instead of faders. And whereas our philosophy in terms of speccing the gear was, let's get very minimal amount of stuff that's the best, rather than something you see in a lot of studios, which is 10 feet tall towers of gear that may or may not get used a lot. We just wanted a couple things that were really great. So it's kind of a simplistic, back to basics, meat and potatoes approach, where you put great players in front of a great microphone and focus on that side of it rather than the post.
Well, let's get into the history of the building. It's been standing here quite a long time. Just why did you find it, and what did you know about it, and what is its story?
Well, I found it looking for an apartment. I moved to Nashville about 4 years ago, 4 years ago. I was looking for an apartment and stumbled across this on the internet and just said, wow, that's a beautiful old building. The building's built in about 1895. Mm. What I found out digging through the archives of the Tennessean, and props to Ancestry.com for their database. So the original builder and the original pharmacist who ran this place was a guy from Kentucky called Andrew Martin. And you can actually still barely see his name painted on the side of the wall. Changed hands in the early 40s to the Lehman family. And Lehman Sr. ran it until his passing in 1969. And then he had handed it over to his son, who ran it until his death in 1993.
Did it sit empty for years then?
It was owned by an actual drug dealer for a while.
Oh, wow.
And 'cause the neighborhood kind of wasn't exactly what it was when it was originally built in the 1890s, up, you know, in the 50s through the through the 90s. It wasn't the safest neighborhood. I guess in the early 2000s, one man bought it, and then he had sold it to the guy that I had acquired it from.
Well, how did you see it and think studio, and then talk about the process of what you found and what was involved?
So my initial desire for this place was to make a club, restaurant, venue space.
Okay.
I want, my original goal was, or vision for it was, the Station Inn for soul music. That's more my passion on the music side. It's like R&B, gospel, funk, all that kind of stuff. And that was my original plan, and just have a studio kind of on top of that as a secondary business. Oh, okay. But as we went into the process, we had a lot of trouble securing a liquor license because of parking restrictions and various things with codes. And during that process, we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants a little bit and decided, all right, well, let's just do full on studio.
It looks like, obviously, it was a complete rehab top to bottom, and yet you retained some key architectural details. Can you describe what you found, the condition of the building, and then just kind of talk about the stretch of getting everybody's hands dirty with it?
So it was not in terrible shape, right. At least upon the initial looks. You know, still had the original floors, and it was a duplex in here. So on the first floor there was an apartment, and the second floor was another apartment. So everything was gutted. It was literally gutted to the joists, and this west-facing wall, the very front of the building, the main thing you see when you look at the building, the mortar of the brick had become so eroded that the building actually kind of slants a little bit north. So it's like the Leaning Tower of Nashville a little bit.
Hmm.
Bricks were just falling out. Like, you could literally just pull it out with your hand.
Wow.
So what we ended up having to do was literally take every brick down one by one from the roof all the way to the sidewalk on the very front facade. Wow. Then replaced the wall with the same bricks in the exact same like detail. And there's all this kind of ornate brickwork.
It is. It's great. The window frames and the right at the cupola at the top of the building.
Yeah.
Very fancy brickwork. So each one was repositioned.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Note for note.
So in the years since, any projects or highlights that mean something to you, you'd like to kind of, that you'll remember?
I think our very first day was very special. Our very first session we did ever, we did two different artists in one day. And the very first one was a guy called Jeff Coffin, who's currently on tour playing sax with the Dave Matthews Band. He did a saxophone duo with a guy, Derek Brown, who is an amazing instrumentalist on the saxophone, where he sings and plays sax at the same time and does like beatboxing and plays the sax like a percussion instrument while playing the actual saxophone. Other than that, the Punch Brothers were in here, and that was our first shoot that happened actually downstairs in our lobby.
Well, let me ask you about your background and what you brought to the studio world, and if that was your world, or if this is, represents a very new turn for you.
It's kind of new and kind of not. I was living in LA before this, kind of jumping around from a lot of different things, trying to kind of find my way. And I had worked in the film scoring industry for a while, and had also worked running a old theater in LA called The Crest, which was I think is now closed. So that was kind of my first foray into historic structure proprietorship. But right. That old movie theater I had started to convert into a live music venue, to try to do some kind of live score things where you'd have a movie projecting on the screen, and then have a live band and a stage doing, you know, live scores and concerts and things like that.
So it's fun, yeah.
But it was through that endeavor that I met kind of my strategic creative partner on this. It's a guy called Alex Shaloff, who's a videographer and mix engineer, and he directs and produces lots of music videos for everyone from Luke Bryan to Michael Bolton. I think he's working on something with Cher at the moment and had a relationship with the Punch Brothers manager for a long time as well. I reached out to him to tell him I was building out a studio in Nashville. I said, you know, you're working in Capitol all the time. You're working in East West, all these great studios in LA. From your experience, what are the problems you always face when working in a studio? And like, because I'm starting from the ground up, so how can we eliminate all that out the gate?
Yeah.
Videographers face a number of problems in studio environments. And the main two things were, okay, every studio you're in is dark, gloomy, has the same carpet in there since 1986 with cigarette butts like infused into it. And all the lighting is recessed that
make unfortunate shadows.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So
on people's faces.
Exactly. Yeah. So
been there, done that.
So the biggest things we focused on were, let's get a ton of natural light and let's invest in the actual lights that we do use. So all the lights are highly diffuse LEDs in here. So you have no unwanted shadows and
they change color, yes. Which is very impressive to watch the demonstration of that. So yeah. That you can adjust to a evening feel, sunset outside, bright sunlight, close all the windows and do a, you know, set your own thing. So that's pretty neat.
Yep. And right. It saves, and production crews love it because they don't have to worry about renting expensive lighting packages. And right. They can save their budget a little bit.
Well, let me ask a big thematic question, and really it gets to why the investment here and the potential future. And that is the studio situation in Nashville during the 2000s, as the industry consolidated and shrank, the story in Nashville was more studios closing than studios mm-hmm. opening. So mm-hmm. it's welcome to see a studio like this opening with a substantial investment and a sense of optimism. So what's going on in the studio economy? Are you an aberration or are you part of a trend?
I think it's part of a trend. I think it's just a matter of, especially in Nashville, I mean, I think a lot of the rooms here are booked 90% of the time, 95% of the time. You know, maybe the budgets are shrinking for studio recordings, but a lot of the studios here are booked. I think that there is I think the toughest part for a new studio is breaking through the loyalty barrier of things that, you know, people have worked in a certain room for years and they know what it is and they're used to it and they know the workflow. And also people want to work in rooms that have, I want to go there because Thriller was recorded there or something, yeah. You know, like that's probably the biggest draw for any studio. So that's the biggest thing to overcome as a new studio that I've faced, mm-hmm. I think. But the video element has helped. And I think the room is so distinct looking that I'm hopefully eventually it will become one of those places that, oh, that's Layman. I want to do that. That's where this person was. I want to do that too. I'm optimistic about the studio world in Nashville for sure.
Well, you ought to be. Will Gregg, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Will Gregg recorded at his studio, the Layman Drug Company, on August 16th, 2018. I'll be posting images and video of Layman, along with more reporting about the upturn in Nashville's studio scene, this coming week at WMOT.org. As we wind down, let's listen to another project recorded at Layman, this one by the Milk Carton Kids, a live performance captured in the upstairs main studio.
Everything I loved, everything I found or I hoped for.